路加福音十一章第五节。
Luke chapter 11, chapter, verse 5.
耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去说，朋友借给我三个饼。
And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me three loaves of bread.
十一章一开始是这个有一个门徒来请主耶稣教导他们祷告。
And here there's Lord Jesus is teaching them how to pray.
主耶稣讲完了之后呢，主耶稣又给他们一个比喻。
Where he's teaching his disciples how to pray, and he after teaching them, he said a parable.
主耶稣说，有一个人有一个朋友从远方来。
There's a friend from afar.
他到隔壁去。隔壁的邻居也是朋友去那边请求借三个饼。
He went to his neighbor friend to ask for three loaves of bread.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
And he said, for a friend of mine, verse 6, a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.
这个有个朋友他来了，行远路来了。而且是在半夜。
So a friend has come from afar and has come at midnight.
然后应该给他一些食物吃。
And customarily we would give them some food to eat.
但是家里没有饼，所以他到隔壁的朋友那里去借。
But they did not have bread, so they went to their neighbor to lend them to ask for some bread.
所以这个第六节是讲到他借饼的原因。
So verse 6 is the reason for them to ask for bread.
第七节
Verse 7.
那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
Verse 7. And he answered from within, do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot get up and give you anything.
这个是隔壁的朋友 他的这个拒绝。
This is his friend, his neighbor rejected him.
那他也说了这个拒绝的原因。
He also gave a reason for his rejection.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
Verse 8. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs.
虽然遭遇到拒绝但是他没有放弃。
So even though he was rejected, but he did not give up.
而且他甚至是更加的殷勤的情辞迫切的直求。
But even more so, he asked for with persistence and importunity.
那结果他得到他所需要的三个饼。
And then at the end, he was able to receive these three loaves of bread.
那主耶稣讲这个比喻主要的目的也是在对这个祷告的勉励。
So the purpose of the parable is.To encourage disciples on how to pray.
所以讲完这个比喻，接下来又是主耶稣对祷告的勉励。
So after the parable, Lord Jesus continues with his encouragement regarding prayer.
所以这个比喻是介于主耶稣的两个祷告的勉励当中。
So this parable is, we could say, a sandwich between these two encouragements.
当然我们每一个人我们的祷告是要这种情辞迫切的祷告。
Of course, our prayer requires this persistence and importunity.
尤其当我们有所求 有那种迫切需要的时候我们需要这种的祷告。
Especially when we have dire needs, we have to pray with importunity.
我们这个比喻我们也可以用代祷。为别人祷告这个层面来看
，We can also study this passage in regards to praying for others or intercession.
这种代祷也是祷告的很重要的另外一个祷告的层面。
Because interceding for others is also a very important aspect of prayer.
我们在主耶稣里头，我们称我们是神的儿女。
In Lord Jesus Christ, we are called His children or God's children.
神的儿女有那一个很荣耀的权柄。
And as God's children, we have a very glorious authority.
那这个权柄就是代祷的权柄。
This authority is the authority of prayer.
这是每一位神的儿女所拥有的一个 很荣耀的权柄。
And all of God's children has this authority.
如果我们说我们是神的儿女，我们必须要履行，去实行这个重要的权柄。
And if we call ourselves as children of God, we have to use this authority.
所以在圣经里头有很多很伟大的代祷的事迹。
And in the Bible, it records many people who are very good at prayer.
我们请看创世纪二十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 20.
创世纪二十章第七节。
Genesis chapter 20, verse 7.
请念。
Verse 7. Now then, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you will surely die, you and all that are yours.
这里讲到亚伯拉罕也是一位先知。
Here it speaks that Abraham is also a prophet.
神对这个在二十章一开始这里提到一个基拉尔王是亚比米勒，神对这个亚比米勒讲说，你要请这个亚伯拉罕他要为你祷告。
In the beginning of chapter 20, it records how God spoke to King Abimelech of Gerar that you have to ask Abraham to pray for you.
这里说他为你祷告，使你能够存活。
And he said, and God said that he will pray for you and you shall live.
真的，后来亚伯拉罕他为这个亚比米勒他们祷告。
And indeed, Abraham did pray for Abimelech.
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17. Verse 17, then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, and also healed his wife and female slaves, so that they can bore children.
这里说亚伯拉罕祷告神，神就听亚伯拉罕的祷告。
So here Abraham prayed to God, and God heard Abraham's prayer.
亚伯拉罕为亚比米勒他们祷告。
Abraham prayed for Abimelech.
我们再请看耶伯记四十二章。
Let's also look at Job chapter 42.
耶伯记四十二章第八节。
Job chapter 42, verse 8. Now therefore take seven bulls and seven rams and go to my servant Job and offer yourselves a burnt offering and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept his prayer not to deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has done.
在第七节讲到神对耶伯的三个朋友发怒。
So here, in, starting from verse 7, God was angry with Job's three friends.
这个人啊，是没有办法站立在，如果神发怒的话，人是没有办法在神的面前站立得住。
And when we know that when God is angry, no one can justify themselves before God.
所以神告诉这三个人说，你们要请耶伯为你们祷告。
That's why God told these three friends to ask Job to pray for them.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
耶伯为他的朋友祈祷，神就使耶伯从苦境转回。
Verse 10, and God restored the fortunes, and the Lord restored the fortunes of Job, and when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
所以耶伯就为他三个朋友祷告。
Job prayed for his three friends.
当耶伯这么做，神也祝福耶伯。
When Job did this, he also blessed Job.
所以为人祷告，这是我们祷告生活里头不可忽略的一个很重要的事项。
So when we pray, praying for others is something that is very necessary in our prayer life.
我们是神的儿女，所以我们要能够常常很勇敢的为人来祈求。
And because we are children of God, we have to very boldly pray for others.
所以主耶稣所讲的这个路加福音的这个比喻其实也是对我们代祷的一个很好的教导。
So when Lord Jesus spoke of the parable in Luke chapter 11, this is also a very good example of how we should pray for others.
第一个我们来看代祷的动机是什么。
First, we have to understand the motivation for our prayer for praying for others.
我们做什么事情都要有一个对的动机。
And everything we do, we need to have the right motivation.
我们代祷也希望能够发生功效。
And when we pray, we often want our prayers to be effective.
那代祷的动机就是爱。
And the motivation for our prayers is love.
为别人祷告那个动机应该是爱。
When we pray, the motivation when we pray for others should be love.
这个人说我的朋友他行远路来到我这里。
Just like this person said, his friend came from afar to visit him.
他应该是又疲倦又饥饿。
This friend must have been very hungry and tired.
所以我应该给他准备食物。
Therefore, I should prepare some food for him.
所以我们要用爱来为别人祷告。
This is why we should use love when we pray for others.
在创世纪里头提到亚伯拉罕，因为他爱罗德，所以他为罗德来祈求。
In the book of Genesis, it records of instance where because Abraham loved Lot, therefore he prayed for Lot.
因为罗德住在索多玛城。
And Lot was living in the city of Sodom.
而这个索多玛城罪恶重大所以这个在神的公义的面前需要被毁灭。
And the city of Sodom did great evil things, so therefore God it was God's will to destroy the city.
神是很怜悯的神。
God is a very merciful God.
当神要执行他的公义的时候，他也总是留着一些空间给人。
And even when God is to display his righteousness or justice, he still leaves room for people.
他总是希望人能够悔改，而不用遭受毁灭。
That his will is always for people to turn back so that they will not have to face destruction.
我们请看创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 20.Verse 20, then the Lord said, how great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. Verse 21, I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. If not, I will know.
这里讲到说，这个索多玛、俄摩拉这些城市他们罪恶很大。
And it says here that these two cities, the Sodom and Gomorrah, that their sin was grave.
那二十一节神说他要下去看看。
And verse 21 it records how God is going down to see.
我们会觉得说神是全知的神，他还需要这样来看一看吗？
We might think that if God is all knowing, why does he still have to go down to see?
所以他最后一句话说，我必然知道。
And that's why at the last verse he says, I will know.
其实这个并不是说这个神要真的去查看了他才会知道。
It's not to say that God needs to go down in order for him to know.
因为神是一个有怜悯的神。
But it's because God is a merciful God.
他在要刑罚的这个过程里头，他总是一直的在好像拖延，他不愿意马上执行。
That when God is about to pronounce judgment, he often stalls judgment to be performed.
所以我们要去体会神的这种怜悯的心。
So we also have to understand and the God's heart of mercifulness.
不用去质疑神的这种全知。
But not only emphasize or not onlypay attention to God's almightiness. Question that God, if God knows everything.
我们再参考另外一个经节，创世纪十一章。
Let's also look at another verse in Genesis chapter 21.
十一章。
I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章第四节。
Genesis chapter 11, verse 4.Verse 4, then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, otherwise we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Verse 5, the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the mortals built.
这里也是说神要下来看一看。
So here again, God said, the Bible records how God came down to see.
我们也知道 这个巴别塔这一件事情，啊，也是在神的公义之下，神来破坏他，破坏这个巴别塔的事情。
We also know that at the end of this, through God's righteousness, he also ruined the plans of building this tower.
哦，但是在神执行之前，他还是一样的，啊，好像在拖延啊，他要先看一看。
But before God pronounces his judgment again, he seems to stall. So that, and the Bible records how he came down to see.
哦，那另外一个有人这样解释啊，可以做我们的参考，也很有意思。
And someone else has also interpreted this in a way which can be very meaningful to us.
哦，这个当时的人类所要盖的这一个塔是当时的人类最伟大的工程。
And we can say that this tower that they were building at the time is probably their greatest accomplishment of man.
哦，那人的最伟大，在神的眼中是太渺小了，所以神还必须要下来才看得清楚。
And we can say that even the greatest accomplishment of men is so minuscule in the eyes of God that God has to come down to see in order to get a better view.
哦，所以就在提醒我们，真的，我们人在神面前呢，我们真的是很渺小的，是微不足道的。
Indeed, that before God we are all very small.
啊。但是神啊，要来执行他的公义的时候，他总是啊，很不愿意的，就马上的下手。
And we also know that, before God pronounces his judgment, he always stalls and is reluctant.
啊，那所以回到这个啊，创世纪的十八章。
So if we turn back to Genesis chapter 18.
哦，这个亚伯拉罕，他为这个索多玛城来向神祈求。
That when Abraham was praying for the city of Sodom.
啊，因为他的侄子罗德住在索多玛城。
Because his nephew Lot was staying there.
因为亚伯拉罕对罗德的爱，所以他向神求。
And because of the love Abraham had for Lot, Abraham prayed for Lot.
哦，亚伯拉罕的这一种爱，正是神怜悯的心。
And this is and Abraham's love moved God, the mercy in God.
哦，所以神真的最后虽然毁灭了索多玛城，但是拯救了罗德一家人。
And that's how even though God destroyed the city, but yet he saved Lot and his family.
哦，代祷的动机在于爱。
That the motivation of our intercession has to be love.
啊，有爱的代祷也常常发出很大的功效。
We also, and also, if we use love as a motivation, we find our prayer to be very effective.
哦，甚至可以拯救了整个民族。
It can even save a whole nation.
啊，比如说摩西因为爱，他为百姓祷告。
Just like how Moses, because of his love, he prayed for the people.
我们请看出埃及记三十二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章第十节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 10. Verse 10. Now let me alone, so that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. And of you I will make a great nation.
十一节。
Verse 11. But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people?Whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand.
啊，当时的以色列人，他们大大的得罪了神。
The Israelites at this time they greatly offended God.
啊，所以神发烈怒，所以要把他们啊，在这个旷野地上灭绝。
And God was very angry, and he wanted to destroy the whole nation.
那神也应许摩西说，我要让你的后裔来成为大国，来取代目前的这些以色列人。
And he also even promised Moses that through Moses' descendants he will make a great nation.
但是摩西想到的是神的，啊，这个神的名，神的荣耀。
But what Moses had in mind was God's name and his glory.
摩西想到的是他对百姓的爱。
What Moses thought of was his love for the people.
所以十一节说，摩西就马上的恳求神。
That's why in verse 11, it says Moses implored the Lord.
我们再看到三十一节。
Let's also skip to verse 31. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Alas, this people has sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold. 32. But now if you will only forgive their sin, but if not, blot me out of the book that you have written.
为什么这些百姓要遭受毁灭?
And why were these people to be destroyed?
因为啊，他们自己造了金像来取代神。
It's because they made a golden image to take the place of God.
那犯了这么大的罪，但是摩西出于爱，他为百姓来祈求。
That even though they committed this great sin, but through the love of Moses, Moses prayed for them.
所以神听了摩西的代祷，神赦免了这些百姓。
And because the God listened to Moses' prayer, God had mercy on the people.
这种出于爱的代祷是有功效的。
And this intercession through love is very effective.
是能够让对方得着神的怜悯。
Allows people to receive the mercy of God.
常常我们自己也要蒙福。
And even us, sometimes we also need.
我们也会得着福气。
We will also receive blessing.
这个人他为什么能够有这个爱心的祈求？
And how can this person have this prayer of love?
因为别人的需要成为他的需要。
It's because other people he made other people's needs his own.
这个人他应该也已经吃过了晚餐。
Just like in Luke chapter 11, this person probably already ate dinner.
他也可能已经在休息了。
And perhaps he is already resting himself.
现在一个朋友从远方来。
But now a friend has come from afar.
饿着肚子。
Probably came with an empty stomach.
又很累。
And is also very tired.
他应该给他一些东西吃，来让他这个恢复一下他的体力。
That he should provide food so that this traveler can be renewed.
但是他发现他没有什么可以摆出来给他的朋友吃。
But he also realized he did not have anything to place before this friend.
不是他不愿意，是他实在是没有。
It's not that he was unwilling, but he did not have anything.
所以他到隔壁的朋友那边去求，不是为了自己，是为了别人。
And so he went to the neighbor, not for himself, but for someone else.
那也照着他所求的，他得到了。
And he was able to receive what he was asking for.
这个，再来我们看到这个人，我们可以学习到说，当我们在为别人代祷的时候，我们要对神有信心。
And this teaches us that when we are praying for others, we also need to have faith.
这个人对隔壁的朋友说，请你借我三个饼。
This person asked his neighbor if the neighbor can lend him 3 loaves of bread.
他相信这一家人应该有饼。
And he believed that this neighbor, this friend, must have these 3 loaves.
虽然一开始遭受拒绝。
That even though he was rejected in the beginning.
但是他相信他一定有，所以他这个迫切的祈求。
But he believed that this friend or this neighbor must have these 3 loaves, therefore he continued to ask.
那今天我们在为人祷告的时候，为人代祷，我们要有这样的信心。
So today when we pray for others, we also need the same faith.
真的我们可以有这样的信心。
And we can have this faith.
因为我们知道主耶稣他就是这一位全能的神。
Because we know Lord Jesus is the Almighty God.
那在比喻里头称这个邻居称为朋友。
And we also see how this person called his neighbor his friend.
我们跟神之间其实也能够有 朋友的这个这一层关系。
And between us and Lord Jesus, we can also share this relationship of friendship.
就好像亚伯拉罕也被称为是神的朋友。
Just like how Abraham was called the friend of God.
因为有朋友这一层关系啊，就会有这种怜悯的关系。
And just because we have this friendship with God, therefore, we also have a friendship of mercy.
我们也称神为我们的天父。
We also call God our Heavenly Father.
因为神所赐给我们的是父母亲的爱。
Because God often showers the love of as if that of a parent.
那神也可以给我们那种朋友的那一种怜悯。
And God can also give us the mercy that comes from a friend.
所以我们如何来成为神的朋友？
So how do we become a friend of God?
请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章十四节。
John chapter 15 verse 14.
约翰福音十五章十四节。
John chapter 15 verse 14. Verse 14. You are my friends if you do what I command you.
这里说，如果遵行主耶稣所吩咐的，我们就是他的朋友。
Here it says very clearly that if we do what God commands us, we'll be His friend.
在比喻里头，这个人他是遇到双重的这种考验。
And this parable in Luke chapter 11, we can say that he is going through two tests.
他必须要对人有爱。
That first he needs to love others.
那以我们的话来讲，他又必须对神有信心。
And secondly, he also needs to have faith in God.
在我们的生活当中，有一些人对我们来讲，他并不可爱。
In our life, there might be some people who are not very lovable.
但是我们还是要为他们祷告。
But yet we still have to pray for them.
那在这里，在这个比喻里头有提到说，这个人有爱心，他又相信隔壁有饼，但是他遇到了季节。
And we can see that even though this person has love, and he knows that the neighbor has bread, but yet he was still rejected.
隔壁的这个朋友说，我不能够起来给你。
And this person said that I cannot get up and give you anything.
因为全家大小都已经睡了。
Because everyone is already asleep.
真的在当时的那种居住环境的确是很不方便。
And indeed, that at that during those times, it would have been very inconvenient for him to get up.
以他们的居住环境，这个人如果起来拿饼，他一定会惊动了全家所有大小。
Because during that time, the custom was that everyone slept together. For him to get up, he would probably have to wake everyone up.
所以他真的也是有困难。
So he also has difficulty.
有时候我们在为别人祷告，我们好像也遇到了困难。
And many times when we are praying for others, we will also come across difficulty.
那这种单言常常就是一种考验，就是一种训练。
And this can be like a test or a trial for us.
所以在为人代祷的过程里头，为什么说我们自己也会蒙福？
And why is it that when in the process of praying for others, we say that we will also be blessed?
因为考验一定会带来会带给我们一些这个美好的学习，美好的结果。
It's because oftentimes through these tests and trials, we will also receive good results.
这个考验也常常会让我们的信心更加长进。
These trials can help our faith grow.
信心的长进能够让我们把事情看得更清楚。
For our faith to grow, we can see matters more, certain matters more clearly.
那最后很重要的就是这一个人他情辞迫切的直求。
And lastly, we see that this person was praying with persistence and importunity.
我们要跟这位有能力的神连接在一起。
And we need to be connected with this, with our Almighty God.
啊，就是要这种用这种啊情辞迫切的祷告，我们能够跟圣洁的神，跟他的能力来联合在一起。
And we need to have, be persistent and importunitous for us to connect ourselves with this all-powerful God.
哦，我们弟兄姐妹能够有团契。
We know that between brothers and sisters, we have fellowship.
哦，我们跟神也能够有这种神圣的团契。
And with God, we can also have fellowship.
哦，这个团契有那个分享、共有的意思。
And in fellowship, we often have is very communal, and we share with one another.
哦，我们可以跟神的团契啊，我们可以分享神的一切。
And also in the same way, between God, we can also have this.
分享了神的一切美好。
We can share in the many in the many goodness of God.
哦，那如何跟神能够有这种神圣的团契
？So how can we have this very deep, wonderful fellowship with God?
就是在祷告当中。
It is through our prayers.
哦，就是这种情辞迫切的祷告。
It is this prayer with persistence and importunity.
所以圣经里头说，摩西上西乃山。
The Bible describes when Moses ascended into Mount Sinai.
哦，他跟神会面。
And he met God.
当他下山的时候，他的脸都花光了。
When he came down the mountain, his face was shining.
哦，摩西自己不知道。
Moses himself did not realize this.
哦，在他周遭的这些百姓看见了。
But when he came to the people saw this.
哦，跟神那种神圣的团契来分享了神的荣耀。
That he was able to fellowship with God and share in the many goodness of God.
所以这种情辞迫切的祷告，能够达到我们跟神之间的团契。
And when we pray with this persistence and importunity, we are able to establish this relationship with God.
这个人就照他的需要，他得到了那三个饼。
And this person was able to receive these three loaves of bread according to his needs.
这种情辞迫切的祷告，能够让我们体验到那个我们肉眼所没有看见的神。
And this, when we pray with importunity, we are able to see the God that we cannot see with our fleshly eyes.
哦，他是存在的神。
This is a God that is very real.
哦，借着我们情辞迫切的祷告，我们可以体验到他。
And it's through our prayer of, it's through this type of prayer we can see him.
哦，所以从这个比喻里头啊，让我们来自己问自己这个几件事情。
So through this parable, we can ask ourselves a couple questions.
第一个，我们配得称为神的朋友吗
？The first is, are we worthy to call ourselves a friend of God?
这个人到邻居去借饼，那个邻居称为他的朋友。
This person went to his neighbor to borrow some bread, and this neighbor called him friend.
我们对主耶稣有所求，我们配得称为他的朋友吗
？So when we ask of Lord Jesus, are we worthy to be the friend of Lord Jesus?
这个邻居的朋友，他是地上的人。
This neighbor is someone in the world.
人总是自私的，是有限的。
We know that as a person in the world, we are limited and oftentimes selfish.
就因为情辞迫切直求，所以这个人他感动了。
But because this person was asking with persistence, this neighbor's heart was moved.
那我们问问自己，那天上的神呢
？And we can ask ourselves another question: What about our God in heaven?
神更是会被我们的情辞迫切来感动。
That God is even easier to move God's heart with our persistence and importunity.
那在这里我们也看到一个很美丽的图画。
This also paints us a very beautiful picture.
有一个又疲倦又饥饿的朋友。
That there is a friend that is very, very hungry and does not have much.
另外一个是有饼或者说是一个富有的朋友。
And we can say that this person who has the bread is someone who is very wealthy.
那另外一个是带球的朋友。
And then there's the lastly, there's a person whom this there's a person who is being interceded for.
我们都要成为这个代求的朋友。
That we should also be this person who is being interceded for.
因为还有很多人不知道主耶稣的恩典。
Because there are still a lot of people who do not know of the grace of Lord Jesus.
他们在人生的道路上面，在某一个层面，他们是又疲倦又饥饿。
That these people who do not know Lord Jesus are very hungry and they're very poor.
主耶稣就是那个有饼、很富足的朋友。
Lord Jesus is a person who is very wealthy and has bread.
其实他是愿意把他的饼来给这些饥饿的人。
And he is very willing to give the bread to the people who are hungry.
他在等待着我们这些代求的朋友来向他祈求。
But he is waiting for these people to ask him for bread to give to those who are hungry.
如果今天我们是主耶稣的朋友。
So today, if we are the friend of Lord Jesus,
我们可以很勇敢的就来向主耶稣祈求，来为人祷告。
Then we can very boldly come before him and ask him to, ask him for our friends.
纵然是在半夜里头。我们都有办法去帮助人。
Or ask him for those who are hungry and poor. Even if it was, if it is midnight, we can still go to him.
这个半夜不是做事情的时间。
And this, midnight is not a time for people to do things.
但是因为我们是主耶稣的朋友，所以在这个最不可能的时间里头，我们也可以成为人的帮助。
That even though in this time that seems very inconvenient, we can be, a source of help for those in need.
所以我们一起来祷告。
So now let us pray together.
我们情辞迫切的来直求。
Let us pray with persistence and importunity.
为我们自己的事情。为了我们自己的事情。
For our own matters.
为了求圣灵。
We should pray. Sorry, we should pray for our own matters. We should pray, for the Holy Spirit.
为了求圣灵的充满。
And pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
为了周遭我们想要为他祈求的人。
We should pray for those who around us who need our prayer.
为了整个教会，我们来祈求。
We should pray for the entire church.
主耶稣他很看重这种代祷。
Lord Jesus, smiles upon these types of prayer.
人都会被感动呢，更何况主耶稣。
That is that, it is easy for men to be moved, through prayer. How much more God?
所以很快的想一下。在我们心目中，赶快找出至少一个我们代祷的对象。
So, in our hearts, let us think about, what we should pray for.
我们来做代祷的工作。
And now let us go to work and pray.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Please come forward and pray together.